We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
As our previous caller mentioned, he was flummoxed.
Flummoxed.
Yes.
And Chris Ello.
Kind of feel like Clay Matthews, that train has sailed, or that ship is...
The train has left the station, and the ship is running down the track.
Something like that. The train did not sink. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, guys.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, what's happening, San Diego? Welcome to it. Monday edition of Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, all together in our Odyssey Palace studios. San Diego, California, we've got 90 minutes to spend with you. Lots to cover, heading towards a really good Monday night football game between the New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills. You'll hear it right here on 97.3 The Fan. But before that, you'll hear some Gwen and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., how was your weekend?
It's good. It was very good.
I want you guys to know that I still tried to show some pride today. I walked in here with my San Diego State shirt on, despite the fact it was about as miserable of a Saturday as you could possibly imagine for an Aztec fan.
That was a rough one.
Yeah, it was rough. First, I watched the basketball game, and I thought they played pretty well for a long while. They just couldn't keep up with Michigan, and it was nice to see Matt Bradley finally have a nice offensive breakout game, but... too many good athletes on that Michigan team, and the Aztecs without Lamont Butler just didn't have it for 40 minutes. They had it for about 30 minutes, and that's not enough to beat a team like Michigan. And I thought, all right, well, we'll put that one aside, and we'll get ready for this football game. And who's Utah State? Well, I guess we found out.
So
It
was like the first quarter went by. It was even. And then from that point on, it wasn't even anymore. It was all Utah State. They pretty much did what they wanted to do.
It was an absolute nightmare. In every possible category, the Aztecs were absolutely terrible. The one that stood out the most to me, Tony, was 9 penalties for 120 yards. They must have had at least 6 late hits out of bounds or on the quarterback. Combine those two penalties, they must have done that 5 or 6 times in the game. It was as if they were frustrated and trying to show how tough they were. And meanwhile, Utah State was actually the tougher team because they played with poise. And they just blew them out. I mean, Matt Ariza, the punt god, had a day to forget. He missed a field goal. He had 2 punts blocked. Actually, only had 1 punt blocked. The other one, he punted off the back of his own teammate.
Right,
so that
right,
was, it was right. A terrible day for Matt Ariza. Jordan Brookshire didn't have any of the magic that he brought to the Boise State game. And the defense, they made one glaring mistake on that long bomb. They didn't cover anybody for a touchdown. But the defense was just overwhelmed by the fact that everything else happening around them.
They were on the field a lot.
Yeah, they were on the field, and the Aztecs kept turning the ball over in their own territory. They fumbled a punt. And so, I mean, you add it all up and 46 points go up on the board, the most that the Aztecs have allowed in about 6 years. And it was just a nightmare of a day for San Diego State. As you're watching that game, I think the one thing that, and the Aztecs were 1 for 14 converting third downs.
Down, yeah.
So that
you're
was
not
another
winning game.
That was another disaster. The thing that I kept thinking as I was watching that game, as it just deteriorated for San Diego State, was, man, what an amazing accomplishment it was for that team to go 11-1. I mean, it really was, because we talked about it throughout the year. It was never really a great team on paper. They had quarterback issues. Offense struggled all year long.
Yeah, you kind of forgot after last week's performance,
right? After they beat Boise State, you thought maybe it was real.
Maybe they're hitting their stride at the right moment.
Yeah, right.
But then yesterday, it was all kind of brought back to the forefront, right? This team runs the ball well, but A, when you're turning it over, you can't do that. B, when you fall behind the way they fell behind, you can no longer run the ball. And what we do know, and we've talked about all season long, is how much they've struggled in the passing game. Yeah. And that all came rearing its ugly head against Utah State.
Yeah, I don't know what they would have done all year without Jordan Matthews, who put up 8 catches and a touchdown. But by and large, it was a day to forget for San Diego State football. And really surprised that a Brady Hoke team would perform like that. I will say this, and we didn't lead with this, although I guess you could. Being down 20 players because of the COVID situation is a factor, and the fact that they didn't have any of their tight ends, and the tight end's a big part of their offense. Bellinger is a big-time player, and not only is he part of the pass game, but a big part of the run game as well. But when you're down 20 players,
that's depth.
What does that do? It trickles down to your special teams.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens, and their special teams were awful.
That's where a lot of the mistakes were made.
That's where a lot of the big mistakes were made. Fumbled punt, 2 blocked punts, the whole thing. So
absolutely.
It's an excuse, but not an excuse to play that poorly. And I know Brady Hoke's not pleased that his team chose that day to put that kind of effort forth. The Aztecs will now draw Texas San Antonio, another appealing bowl matchup for San Diego State. I mean, I know, and everybody's trying to build up this game. Texas San Antonio's 12-1, and they were ranked. I'm sorry, nobody's really that interested in playing Texas San Antonio. It'll be in the Frisco Bowl in a few weeks, so hopefully the Aztecs can still get that 12th win, which would be the first time in school history. So there is still something to play for, but the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl didn't happen.
It's no longer.
Did not happen.
Well, at least for San Diego State.
Yeah, San Diego State. Now, I don't know what was a bigger surprise on Saturday, though, Tony. The Aztecs giving up 46 points or Georgia giving up 41 points. I mean, I know Alabama's Alabama, but if you watch them play this year, Alabama was struggling on offense all season long. And out of nowhere, they just tear apart Georgia in the SEC championship game.
To me, the bigger surprise was the Aztecs.
Okay.
For me, in Alabama, if you watch them, they look like a team that has been disinterested and not motivated all season long. And
Alabama?
Yeah. And what happened was they go into the game for the first time as an underdog, and clearly, and Nick Saban said as much after the game, that appealed to them. That gave him something to actually motivate his guys.
It's not a speech he can use very often.
It doesn't happen very often.
Nobody thinks you're going to win, guys. Nick Saban can't use that speech.
Right, because they would just roll his eyes. But they saw the paper clippings too. The players did, and they played like an Alabama team that was motivated.
So what do you think now? You got the 4 teams for the national championship chase. I will be honest, as a group of 5 conference San Diego State, I'm going to cheer for Cincinnati. I mean, I'm glad they got in there. It's hard to imagine Cincinnati being able to beat Alabama in a semifinal, but Cincinnati is undefeated, so perhaps they can borrow a page from Auburn's defensive playbook and slow Alabama down. I think the other game is very interesting, Georgia and Michigan. Michigan's really finished the season strong, and they're running attack. Should be able to keep Georgia off the field. But that Georgia defense was embarrassed the other day, and they'll be
motivated.
I expect them to come back with a really strong performance against Michigan. So Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, Cincinnati, and the rest really doesn't matter in college football. And I must tell you, that's what the way college football wants to display its product. I mean, they want to give you 44 bowl games, 42 of which don't mean anything. And I don't really understand why that's how you would want to do things in your sport. But, everybody will get fired up for the semifinal games and the championship game, and the other games will all be basically overblown exhibitions. But
can you make that argument how it's always been, though? That they don't really matter? I mean, there was only two teams that got to play for a national championship before. Now there's at least four.
Well, I can go back a little further than the BCS when they had the top teams and they played each other, for that national championship game. And I always felt that as growing up in the Pac-10, which it then was, or the Pac-12, winning your conference and winning the Rose Bowl really meant something. And if you happened to be in the chance for the national championship, that was gravy. But, the SEC champion always played in the Sugar Bowl. The Big Ten champ always came out for the Rose Bowl. The Cotton Bowl, the Southwest Conference champion, played there. The Orange Bowl, it was the Big 12. So I felt like if you had a great season in college football and you won a big bowl game at the end, you were playing for something, and they really mattered. Now those games just really don't matter at all. I mean, the Rose Bowl is what, Utah and Ohio State? I mean, good for them. I mean, I'm sure they're both going to want to win the game and say they were Rose Bowl champions. But Utah, how good is Utah? I mean, San Diego State handled them, and I know it was a long time ago, but they did beat them. Oregon beat Ohio State, and we saw how weak Oregon really was at the end of this season. So they don't even have their coach anymore. Cristobal left Oregon to go to Miami of Florida today. So, the college coaching football carousel continues. Yeah, that really happened.
Shout out to my man Jesse Agler. We were talking about this during the season.
Yeah.
He was so – because he's a University of Miami grad.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so pissed off that –
Mario Cristobal.
That he was at Oregon when he should have been at Miami. He was so irritated. So today, he gets his wish.
He's got him. He's got him now. And Brent Sobleski actually told us that after you were gone on Friday, Tony, when you were out on Friday. Brent Sobleski had that. I mean, Brent Sobleski's got everything. He's an NFL reporter, and he's giving us college football bulletins.
Yeah.
And 3 days later, it happened. I was like, man, Brent Sobleski's on top of the situation. Speaking of the National Football League, kudos to the Detroit Lions. Finally broke their way.
We give them a round of applause. Great.
Final play of the game, they get a touchdown to beat the Minnesota Vikings. I got to tell you, the Vikings are stupid. And they're talking, now that, Gary Zimmer's
stupid?
Oh, yes, they are. They're totally stupid, Tony. They had the ball on the Detroit 3-yard line with 2 minutes to play in the game, and Detroit was out of timeouts. All the Vikings had to do was sit on the ball, kneel down, and kick a field goal, and they get out of there with a win, run the clock down. But instead, Kirk Cousins threw a touchdown pass, and they opened it up to give Detroit a minute and a half to go the other way.
I mean,
we have talked about this. That is a strategy that you can't do it, but you can't do that in the NFL anymore. You can't ever give the other team a chance when kneeling down on the ball would set up an 18-yard field goal to win the game. And you're right, Scraby. Maybe the Vikings had so little respect for the Lions, they just figured, we'll go ahead and score this touchdown and leave them some time on the clock, and it burned them.
Dan Campbell also almost cost that game for the Lions by going for it on 4th-and-1 on, his own 35-yard line late in the game.
Yeah,
That was crazy.
That was a crazy thing, it's not as crazy as it used to be.
It's not as crazy either because they didn't have a win.
Yeah,
you got
to find a way to win the game. They didn't want to give the Vikings the ball back.
Vikings, on the other hand, are in playoff contention.
Not anymore.
Hanging on by the hairs of their chinny chin chin.
Yeah.
And listen, I see it both ways. I certainly see, in hindsight, why you should have sat on that ball, kicked a field goal, run the clock all the way down.
Yeah.
I also see it the other way. You go for the jugular thinking, this team has not won a game all year long, my defense, at this point in the year, should be able to at least stop them.
Well, they
did. That was not the case.
They did not do it. The Miami Dolphins continue their Super Bowl charge, Tony.
Tua!
After seven consecutive losses, they have won five in a row. And Tua completed 75% of his passes for the fourth straight game. Two touchdowns, no interceptions. He's playing quietly pretty well
he
right
is.
Now.
He is.
And, of course, their defense is carrying them. There's no question about it.
It's a wonder what health will do when you start to feel
healthy. He's getting healthy. He's getting a little more experience. He seems to be playing well. He's also playing bad competition, which is a help in that category.
Not his fault.
No, he's playing well. He is. And Miami looks good. San Francisco, I thought, was going to make a run. But Jimmy Garoppolo took a sack in the end zone for a safety.
I was going to say.
Threw a pick to set up the go-ahead touchdown. And then threw three balls into the ground from the five-yard line at the end of the game.
I was going to say that Seattle Seahawks deserve a round of applause.
No, they do not. I'm not going to give them that. Jimmy G is, just like Chris said last week, quarterbacks get a lot of the praise when they win, and they get a lot of the hate when they lose.
Yeah.
Jimmy G, yes, he made some mistakes yesterday. But
yes,
what did he do?
He made some mistakes.
But what
mistakes.
Did he do when he needed to? He drove them 95 yards down the field.
But he needed to drive them 98, so was a failure.
But that's not my fault. The play calling is stupid.
It was
and
a failure.
You're right. It's not your fault.
And the
it is Jimmy Garoppolo's fault, though.
It was a failure.
Playing being bad?
Well, you said it's not your fault. Recording, you don't play, so of course it's
okay.
not
finally,
your fault.
It's
finally,
not Jimmy's fault.
Finally, on the five-yard line, the Seattle Seahawks realized, hey, if we just cover George Kittle, Jimmy Garoppolo can't complete a
why
pass.
Why don't they just tackle every receiver that's in the end zone and not call
pass interference?
I've seen
their pass interference on the last play when the ball was deflected at the line of scrimmage?
No.
Was there pass interference on the play that he threw the ball into the ground on an out pattern at the 1 yard line?
There was pass interference on that third down when Trent Sherfield almost caught it, but the Seattle Seahawks defender was tackling him.
All right.
It's not Jimmy G's fault.
It's losers complain about the officiating.
You keep your Tua and you beat your you didn't beat the Jaguars. I have to take that back because the Dolphins lost to the Jaguars. But you beat your Texans and you beat your Jets
and the Ravens.
Your
Giants. You lost to the Seahawks twice. You got swept again.
That's
How many
bad.
Years in a row have you guys been swept by the Seahawks?
A lot. A lot. That's why I hate them so much.
There was one thing I did like about the Seahawk game yesterday. It was nice to see a Rashad Penny sighting.
He was running hard for
35 yards. It wasn't an awesome performance by Rashad Penny. Caught a ball for 27, but I'm just happy to see him healthy and out there playing. Adrian Peterson, some guy ran into the end zone for Seattle named Peterson. I'm like, who's that? And it was Adrian Peterson.
Continues
I'm like,
to set
unbelievable.
Records.
The 49ers are just a bad football team.
Bad.
Yeah, what are you going to do about that?
Wait, hold on. Your football team is not in the playoffs right now. If the season were to end today, the 49ers are in the playoffs. So,
but the
Tony, can I ask you a question? Does the season end today?
No, the season doesn't end today.
But that's also that's a common thing that Chris would argue all the time.
Serious question. Serious question. How's my man Mitchell? What was the diagnosis on him?
He came back.
He did come back.
I believe.
Okay. I saw him get hurt, and it didn't look good.
I was pacing at certain points.
I figured you would.
Yeah. There was some crazy results again in the NFL yesterday. Baltimore loses at Pittsburgh after
the
Steelers look like absolutely impossibly bad, but Baltimore, now every team in the AFC has at least four losses. I don't know that that's ever been the case with a month to go in the season.
There isn't a lot of separation. I mean, there are a bunch of good teams in the AFC, but there's no, like, separator.
There's no great team, right. And I know everybody's very high on Kansas City right now. They've won five straight. But I still say something's wrong with their offense. I mean, they kicked three field goals last night. They got a defensive touchdown. They really didn't do much. Patrick Mahomes didn't throw a touchdown. It's a win for the Chiefs. They'll take it. But they're not looking like the Chiefs that we've seen the last few years. All right. All ahead of tonight's game between Buffalo and New England. We've got plenty of other things to discuss. NBA weekend and more on college and pro football. So glad to have you with us on this Monday afternoon. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby underway on a Monday here on San Diego's number one sports talk station. Let's get things rolling with some traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Remember to check out all of our podcasts for Gwen and Chris on 97.3thefansd.com or download the Odyssey app and search Gwen and Chris. Welcome in to Gwen and Chris. 325, I think it's 325. Scravy's head is right in the middle of the two. So, yes, it's 325.
I'm surprised he only blocks out one number.
It was partially the five, too, but I could make that. Hey, Chris, your team, man, got a big win over the weekend.
Yeah.
The Bulls took down the Brooklyn Nets. And
on the road, even.
Very impressive win, I must say.
It was a nice win.
You know
win.
What's even more impressive? DeMar DeRozan getting COVID and is now out.
Listen to this.
And once again, the bearer of disinformation. He's entered the health and safety protocols. Doesn't
Same
mean
thing.
He's tested positive for anything yet. We'll find out. But that
Same
is a
thing.
Bad break for the Bulls. I don't know. I mean, you're just going to start getting – you're going to start being critical of anybody who comes down with COVID? Is that
no,
your
I think he's going to be critical of anything that you like
yes,
right now
yes,
is
yes,
what he's
yes,
being critical of.
Well, he was
yes.
pretty critical of LeBron James last week when he went into the health and safety protocol situation, and it turned out to be nothing at all. You were incredibly critical of LeBron James, talking about how he never plays and how he's
true.
Using an excuse to get out of playing.
I'm not telling a lie.
Yeah. Well, you're Mr.
LeBron, okay?
You're Mr. Sour right now.
He doesn't need me to take it easy on him, okay?
You are Mr. Sour right now. The Bulls are playing great basketball, and I will say this about DeMar DeRozan. I don't think he would get any first-place votes for MVP 25 games into the season because Steph Curry would get all those. But DeRozan would get some top two or three votes.
He's
playing
a hell of a year.
Spectacular basketball. Yeah, he really is, and that was one of the best signings of the offseason. So NBA, Bulls do play tonight without DeMar DeRozan. That is certainly a bad break. You look at the NBA right now, Tony, it's very interesting. In the Eastern Conference, you've got six teams that have a record between 13-11 and 11-13. Six teams.
Yeah.
In the West, you also have six teams that are between 13-11 and 11-13. That means 12 teams in the league are either 500 or just a game or so above or below 500. Nobody's really separating in the middle of that pack. It's crazy.
If you go back to the beginning of the season or before the season started, some of the conversation surrounding this year was how even these teams are the parity among in the entire league. It used to be the West was dominant. You know, whoever come out of the East that LeBron James was on, that's how it would go. But now you look really up and down the NBA, and you have a lot of parity. I mean, obviously Phoenix and Golden State, if you're going to have two teams, you're going to say that some teams have separated themselves, they would probably be the two.
Yeah,
but literally everybody else is all in the same pack. At
Agreed.
That point.
They're the only two that have separated. Even Brooklyn hasn't yet separated in the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee's gotten hot. I think they've won. Well, they lost one, but they've won 9 out of 10. So they've started to pick it up. But you're right. Other than Golden State and Phoenix, everybody's really in the middle of the pack, and that includes the Lakers, who are 12-12, and just kind of moving along, comfortably, but not really getting
win
into form
two,
yet.
Win two, lose one. It's just kind of how their season has gone.
Yeah, they
far.
Lost again to the Clippers. What was it? Friday night, I guess it was. And the Clippers are 12-12. The Lakers are 12-12. But welcome to the NBA right now. Just about everybody has a 12-12 record or a game or two below or above it. That's it. So
that's and I think that's good. For the NBA.
It is good. There's a lot of really good games almost every single night. Really good competition, good matchups, good games. And there's not the really horrible teams this year.
Right.
I mean, Detroit's 4-18, so I guess that's not very good.
But there aren't a lot of those.
Not really. And even Houston, which was 1-16 has now won six in a row.
Yeah.
So they've started to turn things around a little bit.
In other San Diego news, and this is for the soccer folks out there, it looks like Alex Morgan is in conversations to be traded to what is the San Diego Wave, which is the new National Women's Soccer League.
That's a high-profile acquisition there.
Very high-profile.
Yes, Alex Morgan's about as well-known and popular as they are on the women's side.
I would imagine if they are able to, you know, complete that deal, that would be a huge get in this city.
That is. It is a huge get. That's a drawing card.
Yes. Is she still is she still one of the better players in the world? I honestly don't know.
I think so. I mean, she's coming off of, I think she missed a season while she was having a baby.
Yes, she did.
And so I don't know where she's at in terms of world rankings, but certainly she's a national player.
Nationally well-known player, that's for sure.
And certainly people will buy tickets to come watch her play. So that is a huge get. So
good for them.
San Diego Wave off and running. We need to get to a break. When we come back, we'll kind of dissect this NFL season a little bit further. As Chris mentioned, a lot of movement again. A lot of weird losses or weird wins, however you want to look at it. We'll discuss it all when we return. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Scraby thinks he's on to something here. Welcome back to the Gwen and Chris show. 3:37 is the time. Big notation on my sheet here today. Aztec basketball team now 4-13 in its last 17 games on big boy CBS network. An impressive 25-1 when they play on the redheaded stepchild CBS Sports Network.
Not my writing, by the way.
Scraby. That wasn't you.
No, that's our guy, Mark Ziegler.
Mark Ziegler came up with that.
Oh, yeah, okay. So now do you think it's so stupid that Mark Ziegler put in a part of his article?
I didn't ever say it was stupid. I said you were onto something. Why do you just automatically think everything is negative?
I actually thought he was talking about the horse.
I did, too, for a second.
Medina Spirit, who apparently ate tainted hay from a guy who had cough syrup and he urinated in the stall.
Wait, time out. I'm confused.
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah, you just threw everything into complete confusion. I came back talking about San Diego State basketball, and you answered with Medina Spirit, a racehorse who tragically passed away today.
That's because I thought you were going to say that I was onto something, like I was some detective about how the horse passed away.
That's not what I said.
Tony thought too.
I didn't say anything about that. I was talking about Aztec basketball. I think the fact that they're 4-13 on CBS Big Boy Network is because they play good teams on CBS.
Yeah.
CBS Sports Network.
That's usually reserved
for San Jose State.
That's reserved for the conference games, isn't it? A lot of times.
Yeah. The sports network. I mean, and they whip up on the Mountain West Conference, but I don't think
they're going to put a Michigan SDSU game on CBS Sports Network.
It was kind of fun to hear Bill Raftery calling an Aztec basketball game. And I got to give him, and I honestly apologize for not knowing the play-by-play guy's name who did the game, but they really...
They knew their stuff,
they
right?
They did.
Yes.
They did a deep dive. I mean, it wasn't like they were announcing going, you know, I don't really know anything about this San Diego State team. They worked hard.
Hey,
you know they had to work hard because they don't... There's no way the Aztecs have that national.
There have been times in the past during the tournament, where I have felt like the crew that had them didn't know enough.
Didn't really look into how this team worked.
Right?
Yeah. I was really
impressed.
Bill
Raftery and crew knew they were good.
They did a great job.
They gave San Diego State their respect in terms of coming in. And listen, I'm sure they would tell us that's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. But
not everybody does it.
Exactly.
Not everybody does it. And I'll say another guy that did a really nice job, and I was really, although I hated the game Saturday, Joe Davis is the voice of Fox Major League Baseball, like the World Series and the playoffs. He's basically the second guy behind Joe Buck when it comes to baseball, and Dodger play-by-play guy. He did an excellent job on the Mountain West Conference football championship game, too. I mean, he didn't just go – they didn't just give him the assignment and he said, okay, I'll announce the game.
He did his work.
I mean, he did his work, and my props to those guys.
Joe's a big professional, man.
And I think as a broadcaster, you have to always keep that in mind that, you know, even though San Diego State, Utah State may not seem like the biggest game of the day.
To someone, it is, though.
To somebody, it is. For sure. Right. It's the biggest game of the day, and that's something I was taught in refereeing. It doesn't matter what the records of the two teams you're playing. The game you're refereeing, that's the biggest game of the night. And you have to approach the same way when broadcasting. And
no doubt.
I was really impressed with Joe Davis on the football side, and Brock Eward did a nice job. And on the basketball side, Raftery, you know, like you said, Tony, gave the Aztecs the props. And Matt Bradley really, you know, I thought played well. I mean, offensively, he started filling it up a little bit the way we kind of, you know, were told he would be able to do so. But without Lamont Butler. And Michigan, my goodness, those guys just, you give them an inch and they knock a three-pointer in, these guys. These guys are talented.
They're a pretty well-oiled machine, it looked like.
The Aztecs are what, 5-3?
Yep.
And two of their losses are to the teams that were in the Elite Eight last year, USC and Michigan. So there's no shame in that.
No.
But, you know, this team has a lot of work to do. And
prior to them getting upset, I think this weekend, BYU is their other loss, right? I mean,
right. And BYU's having a nice season, too. So, yeah, there's no shame in any of the Aztecs' losses. You know, without Lamont Butler, they still got a lot of work to do. And I believe that Brian Dutcher, I almost said Brian Fisher, Brian Dutcher will get that done.
Oh yeah,
and his team will be really good when it gets into conference, as it always is. All right, let's check some traffic, and then I'll ask Graby what he wants to talk about, because I hate talking about something and then he goes to another subject and I disappoint him the way I did previously.
Oh, that happens all the time on your end too, buddy.
Just do traffic. I think it's pretty clear to anybody listening to the show right now, Scraby's in a terrible mood, and he's also incredibly mad at me.
Who said that?
And he's being sour. But with all of that in mind, I'm still going to take a moment to congratulate him. If you have any kind of social media contact to the show, you know that yesterday was Scraby's 5-year anniversary of being sober.
And, can we give you a round of applause, please?
I think that's a tremendous accomplishment. It is not easy. In fact, Scraby said to both Tony and I today, I was really surprised at all of the outpouring of support I got, and I don't think you should be surprised, because what you've accomplished is a tremendous thing. And you know, it's as you wrote, you know, in your piece on social media yesterday, it's a one day at a time thing, and to do something one day at a time for 5 consecutive years, I think we're all pretty impressed. So,
yeah, thank you.
Good
thank
on you,
you
Scraby.
Thank you.
First of all, you know what, Chris? Job well done, right there. I love the way you basically just flipped that whole thing, and now Scraby's on the defense right now, because he didn't expect you to
say something nice.
I just want to know why Chris thinks I'm in such a bad mood. I mean, I think...
Well, because, first of all, the 49ers lost. That starts it for you. You usually start to roll downhill at that point.
I've rolled downhill.
You immediately just...
I am a little round.
You immediately...
I didn't mean it like that. That's not what I meant. I meant your emotions rolled downhill.
You're definitely mad at me. You've ripped into DeMar DeRozan, Tua Tagovailoa, and everybody that I hold near and dear to my heart.
I'm not mad at you.
It does seem like you might be mad. But anyway, let's talk. It's not about your anger. It's about your achievement here.
Yeah. Sometimes day at a time goes to minute by minute, like right now. No, I'm just kidding. It was. Honestly, I can tell you right now, I remember the day that I decided to stop, and I was like, you're funny. You're going to be back to this.
In all seriousness, you remember that day?
Yeah. It was
bad. I mean, you obviously have to have come, you have to have hit bottom in order to get to that point.
What was your what was your last drink? You remember?
I do actually remember. It was Chardonnay.
Oh, box man. Of Chardonnay.
You know why? I'll be fully honest.
It was cheap.
Here. I was fully... No. Well, yeah. It usually was Jim Beam is what my thing was, because it was cheaper than Jack Daniels, and I like whiskey.
Okay.
But this is a true story. I was worrying my family because I wouldn't answer my phone, and I was wasted, and I was saying crazy things. And so I finally agreed to come home, and I finally agreed to go to the hospital and get some help. So I knew that this was going to be my last drink.
How hard has it been?
How hard? Well, the last drink was because I went and I said, this is it. This is all I can get. It's Bock Chardonnay from 7-Eleven.
You actually went to 7-Eleven to purchase your last drink,
yes,
knowing it would be, this is going to be my last drink.
No,
but
I didn't believe it was going to be my last drink.
I was about to say, that's a tough one to waste it on if it's going to be your last one, Bock Chardonnay.
The only I would have at least thought of Old English 800 or something like that.
The only reason that I chose Bock Chardonnay was because I was just so tired of it anyway. I was in very bad health. My blood pressure at the time was like 200 over 170. It was not good. I went to the doctor many times. I went to the hospital right before I ended up going into rehab. But I remember in the hospital, my friends came and visited me because I had I was like four times the legal limit for driving at the time. And they sat down. I thought it was hilarious that I would, like, everything was going on. But they kind of gave me that look of, like,
this is serious.
This is not hilarious. Right. You are going to kill yourself. You need to turn it around. And I started losing friends. I started losing family. And really, my rock bottom was, honestly, when my sister and my parents said, hey, you're not allowed to come back to the house ever again if you keep doing this. And my sister said, you're not allowed to see my kids anymore if you keep doing this. And so it wasn't the easiest turnaround. I actually got caught being drunk at rehab. So that kind of tells you something. We always laugh about that.
Well, let me
groups.
Ask you, wait a second. You said your last drink was the Bock Chardonnay. Was that after you went to rehab?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. So that was indeed your last. Let me ask you one more question.
Sure. Keep going.
Because
I'm an open book.
I'm very impressed by your accomplishment. What was the first, how long after your last drink did you have your first really difficult battle to stay away from another drink? Like, was it 4 days later? Was it a month later? Was it 2 hours later?
Was probably the next morning after I went to sleep, because it was always my day would start with booze and it would continue with booze.
Okay, so it was the next morning.
It was the next morning,
struggle.
But I really did. I guess the one thing that I really held on to is that if I get through this next minute, I can get through the next minute. And then once I get through that minute, I can get through the hour. And once I can get through
the
hour.
So you're not lying when you said it was legitimately minute to minute.
Yeah, if there's someone sitting out there right now thinking this hits a little too close to home, it probably does for a reason. And honestly, take it second by second if you need to and build your way up. I mean, I didn't get to 5 years, but I went to my meeting on Saturday, and and there was a guy there, and he was struggling, and he had relapsed, and so those meetings are what helped me stay straight, because then I hear stories like that. Some guys have like 20 years, and then one day they'll just be like, "I'm at day one." We're like, "What? Huh?
Man,
you just said 20 years last week. Now you're at day one. It never goes away. It's a day by day thing. It's always going to be there." So,
Kudos to you.
Thanks.
Congratulations on 5 years.
Now, well done, Scraby. And I heard you even got a little love from Ben and Woods this morning, or at least their version of love.
Whatever
their version of love happens to be.
Did you pull this sound, by the way?
I did. For 420, I'll pull the sound. But yeah, I got a bunch of DMs from listeners who were listening to the morning show, and they're like, Ben and Woods are talking about you. And then I got some tweet notifications from the Ben and Woods Twitter account, and Ben apparently said something about me that I need to go back and listen to, and we'll play it before the show's out. I also changed my tire, guys. We'll do that before the show's out.
Oh, that's right. The 5 minute tire change.
Yeah.
I think that's what you told us.
Yes,
right?
I did. Okay. I did. I said 5 minutes or less.
I'm looking, the way you're sounding right now, it might have taken a little longer than five.
No, I just hurt my back because I was rushing so much.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
We'll get into it at some point. Because
now Chris has disarmed me from being angry. I don't like this.
I got you in a better mood now. Let's move on.
Let's go back to the anger.
Some NFL stuff on this Monday, heading into the New England-Buffalo game tonight, which I think is one of the better Monday night matchups we've had in
a while.
If you
like snow and bad weather,
this is
your game.
Oh, I love that. I do love bad weather. Some NFL news and notes. Keenan Allen, Chargers on the COVID list. Let's see, Jordan Love, Packers backup quarterback, on the COVID list. I mean, the COVID situation, we mentioned DeMar DeRozan from the Bulls a little earlier. I mean, this is still pretty real out there, folks. It's just a reminder out there that, we're not in any kind of clear, and you do have to, mind your P's and Q's and try to, maintain put your best foot forward, even if you're vaccinated, especially if you're not vaccinated. But, I mean, a lot of people still winding up on these COVID lists in the NFL. I mean, a Monday is like you know, used to be ankle sprains and knee surgeries. Now it's just who's on the COVID list.
What week are we in? We're finishing up week.
Week 13 is wrapping up tonight.
And so you're having guys, I mean, Keenan Allen, that's a big piece you're missing for week 14 matchup possibly. And not to say that he will miss it, but he could. And these are the type of games we said it's going to affect certain teams. Oh, you might be able to sustain a loss of a wide receiver, but if it hits a quarterback, that's going to be a little tougher to handle.
We already saw what the Packers look like without their quarterback, and it wasn't a good look. And especially with the standings such as they are,
they're
no team can afford,
like the NBA. It looks
right,
like.
No team in the NFL, especially in the AFC, but no team can afford to just drop a couple of games because they have two or three guys out with COVID. I mean, you know, we already mentioned the Patriots have four losses. The Bills have four losses. Tennessee has four losses. Kansas City, Baltimore. All five of those teams have four losses.
Yeah.
The Chargers and Bengals have five losses. I mean, it's that close at the top of the AFC standings. And there's another five teams that are right behind all those teams.
Yeah.
Still in contention. So COVID still very well may have make an unfortunate impact on how this season turns out in the National Football League. Kenyon Drake took quite a hit yesterday, the Raider running back. He's going to have a season-ending surgery. Washington football team's Logan Thomas,
was
ACL
it an ankle?
Tear.
Was Drake's an ankle?
I don't know what.
I saw him hit, and you know it's painful when you get hit and you don't even care about the football. He just threw the football away.
Yeah. And they were kind of nice. I don't think they called a fumble.
They just let him do it.
They're like, that's okay. That was bad.
Did you say Logan Thomas tore his ACL?
He avoided the torn ACL, but his season is still up in the air.
Because he just got back.
They thought it was an ACL, MCL tear, but that's good that he avoided that.
Yeah. Kenyon Drake going to undergo season-ending broken right ankle.
Yeah.
On that hit.
His ankle was facing the wrong direction.
That's not a good look.
I don't laugh at his pain.
You do laugh at people's pain. That's just what you're about.
Okay, fine, I do. but I expect them to laugh at my pain, too.
Who do you think is right now, Tony, the best team in the NFL? Like, do you think it's the Cardinals because they're 10-2? Do you think it's the Packers because they're really 9-2 if you play with Aaron Rodgers? Is it the Rams because they're over their losing streak? Is it somebody in the AFC like a Buffalo or an? I'll tell you who I like, and they're not even in the playoffs right now, is Indianapolis. They seem to just really be playing well. They had that one loss to Tampa Bay, but it was a heartbreaker. Other than that, they've just been mopping everybody up, and they got the good running game, which works in cold weather.
Yeah, I can't trust Carson Wentz.
It reminded me.
I thought about that team last week.
Yeah, you reminded me.
I just cannot trust Carson
Wentz. I don't trust him either.
At all.
Good point.
I got to say, it's the Cardinals, man. I mean, think they've been able to sustain this, and they've missed their best two players.
Yeah.
The last, two or three weeks?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah. And Kyler Murray, I don't care what anybody says, was not himself yesterday. I know he ran for a touchdown or two, but he wasn't really throwing the ball all over the lot.
No.
They won that game because they had four interceptions of Andy Dalton. But I'll say this about the Cardinals, because people are totally overlooking them.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
They've got the best record, and nobody thinks they're the best team. They are 7-0 on the road. That's impressive in the National Football League. And they get the Rams at home this week. If they beat them, you're going to have to start giving that team a little more love.
They went into Tennessee. They went into Los Angeles. They beat Cleveland at Cleveland. They beat the Niners at their place. They beat the Seahawks at their place.
Yeah.
They got some good wins on the road, for sure.
7-0 on the road. Very difficult to do. All right. We'll take a break when we come back. Get the phone lines lit. 833-288-0973. You'd think by now I'd know the phone number here, but
is that your phone number you started with?
I didn't give it.
I know.
I don't have an 858 handle.
619 then.
So there you go. 833-288-0973. Chris versus the fans is what I'm trying to get to. That's coming up next on Gwen and Chris.
Welcome to Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ellen, Matt Scraby. Getting ready for some Chris versus the fan. If you want to take down Mr. Ello, here's your chance. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. 0973. Aside from that, coming up here in the next 30 minutes or so, we'll announce the name of today's biggest fan. Stay tuned. And if you hear your name announced, call us back within 10 minutes. That's 10 minutes. And you'll be registered for a two-night stay in a Waterview studio at Mission Bay Resort with a $100 activity credit from Action Sports and dinner for two at Covewood. Discover San Diego's Mission Bay Resort, where the best of the Southern California lifestyle is at your fingertips. Sun, sand, and so much more. So, again, that's coming up in 30 minutes.
Within the next 30 minutes.
Sometime in the next 30 minutes.
You know, I'm going to walk to my car after the show here in a little while, and I'm going to go, man, I'm freezing. And then I'm going to think, what a panty waste I am compared to the people in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Sit out in a miserable, miserable, snowy, the wind tonight? 35, 40 miles
30
an hour?
Sustained.
It looks brutal.
It is
going to
be.
And this is what the Buffalo
fans
are.
People are actually going to show up in the stands and sit in that.
They're taking their table dives right now.
I still haven't seen the first football player walk out with his no shirt on yet. I'm looking for that.
Tough guy.
I'm looking for the fake I'm not cold guy.
It's snowing sideways right now.
It really is in Buffalo.
It's going to be some kind of fun game in that regard to sit and cozy up on your couch, get the fireplace on, and watch everybody freeze tonight.
I cannot for the life of me understand why you would want to go sit in that.
It's people from
or
Buffalo.
Stand in that for whatever reason. It doesn't
look at that, Tony. It looks like a tornado is blowing through the stadium.
That looks
snow
atrocious.
Is just flying all over the place.
The punt returner for
there
the Patriots.
There is not enough layers in the world that could make you comfortable in this weather.
The punt
right
returner
here.
For the Patriots was trying to see how the ball would move in the wind, so he was throwing it as high as he could in the air, and the ball would move like 20 yards behind him. That's how strong it is.
Yeah.
It's
going to be a miserable night tonight.
That's not Josh Allen. That's Mac Jones.
Oh,
he looks cold.
Unless Josh Allen borrowed some Patriot gear to warm up.
Good point. I don't believe
that's Josh Allen. But
this is at times where you want to be Teddy Two Gloves, where you got two gloves on in this weather right here.
It's going to be an interesting game tonight. But, I mean, it's two good teams. And, you know, Belichick will have a game plan for Josh Allen. I don't know what the offenses are going to be able to do in this weather tonight, but it's going to be, like I said, to me, these are fun games to watch because I, you know, as long as I'm home and cozy.
Right, because going there is
new.
Doesn't seem
no
fun
thanks.
At all.
Yeah. Josh Allen played in Laramie, right? At
he
Wyoming.
Did, yeah. So this is this isn't phasing him.
And
at all.
I was a sideline reporter for one of the games that he played against the Aztecs, and it was a miserable day that day, and he beat the Aztecs. So he doesn't seem to be that affected by this stuff. We'll see how much it affects him tonight.
All right. Without further ado, before we do that, I should tell you what the prize is for taking down Mr. Ello. Remember, 833-288-0973 if you want a chance to take him down. You have a chance to qualify for the Las Vegas Resort Casino trip plus a spa treatment for two at Serenity Spa and a round of golf for two. It's Vegas, baby. So let's get to some Chris versus the Fan.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Scrape, why don't you give us the rules?
All right. You have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And I put in some work on these questions.
Nothing like Scraby putting in work and seeing it all dismantled.
I really hope not.
On the first caller.
I
so,
really hope not.
Ryan, welcome to the show. Good luck in dismantling all.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. If you're a first-time player, you got to tell us.
Yeah, good. First-time player, tell us. And I would love to see you dismantle all of Scraby's work here in one go.
Would not.
Ryan, welcome to the show.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right, here we go. Ryan. First question. How long is the shot clock in college basketball?
35 seconds.
I forgot.
35 seconds.
Yes, 35 seconds. I think
it was at one point 35 seconds.
Boys, high school basketball is 35 seconds. I think college is 30 seconds.
It's 30 okay, for good. Sure.
I was semi right, or I was right. Sorry, Ryan.
On to the next contestant, Joseph. Joseph, welcome to the show. Happy Monday to you.
Hey, Joseph.
What's up, Joseph.
Here we go. First question. In the sport of volleyball, what is the official term for what is commonly known as a spike?
Oh, is that an official term for that?
Official term for that.
I learned this a couple years ago, too.
A hard hit.
Hard hit.
In my book, it is.
That is not going to work, Joseph. Hello for the steal.
It's called a kill.
Kill.
Which,
sorry, Joseph.
Might one of these days have to be reevaluated.
Yeah.
For now, I don't know. Everything else is being reevaluated, so you might want to reevaluate that.
I mean, we can't differentiate the two.
Let's move on to our next contestant. John, welcome to the show. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you guys.
Right back at you. Here we go. First question. What NFL team's stadium is usually the home of the Sugar Bowl?
Alabama.
Alabama.
Alabama's, I think it's, you're looking for the... It just got a new name. The Caesars Superdome.
I was just looking for the NFL team name.
Oh, the Saints.
There it is. Yeah,
sorry about that, John.
Trevor, you actually did put some work in on these questions.
They're going pretty quick.
They're pretty thought out. We haven't got a question. We haven't got it around one yet. So here we go. Is it Josh is next? Josh, welcome to the show.
Looks like Josh out there.
Josh, there he is.
Hey, Josh. John. How we doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good, man.
Here we
good
go. Luck. First question. Where is the Rose Bowl held?
Los Angeles.
Can you be a little more specific?
Gonna have to be more specific.
USC.
USC.
Coliseum.
That is incorrect.
Wow, we are struggling today. That's in Pasadena and always has been.
Pasadena Rose Bowl.
I would have also taken the Rose Bowl.
Where? Where's the Rose Bowl held? You would have taken an answer of the Rose Bowl?
Is that the stadium's name?
It is.
But you said, where is the Rose Bowl held?
That would have been kind of weird.
I guess it's still held at the Rose Bowl, but yeah. You didn't get any of those answers, but either way. Right. We're on to another contestant.
Was that a question number three?
No. That definitely was a question.
I think they've all been question ones. We just haven't hit one yet.
Toby, welcome to the show on
this Monday.
Toby's
going to get us going here. Come on, Toby.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Here we go. First question.
Once you're done until all my questions were deleted.
What Baylor quarterback won the Heisman Trophy in 2011?
RG3.
Oh. Here we go. Here we go.
RG3.
Toby.
We have a player.
Question number two. The following year in the 2012 draft, which former Astro Rookie of the Year was also drafted number one overall?
Carlos Correa.
Wow. Look at you.
Would you have known that, Chris? I'm just curious.
He was drafted number one overall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he was the first pick in the
2012 draft.
Oh, in the baseball draft.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got confused.
You thought of NFL?
I might have guessed Carlos Correa, just then I would have been blindly correct. But
all right.
I didn't know that.
Toby, you are into the final round with a chance to qualify for this Vegas trip. Here we go.
Wow.
This is a good one, Scraby.
Thank you.
What active major league manager was the last to win an MVP as a player and a Manager of the Year award.
Ooh.
Joe Girardi.
Don't think Joe was ever good enough to win an MVP.
Wait, what is this now? You got to be MVP.
What active major league manager was the last to win an MVP as a player and a Manager of the Year award?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Don Mattingly?
Look at you, Mr. Ello. Nice.
Yes?
Wow. Cool. Wow.
Donnie, nice job, Toby. That
baseball.
Was good.
Boy, that was a
my
quite a question.
My former manager. That was a really good question. It's great.
I still get shivers down my spine when he said a bad word on our radio.
Yes, he did.
He was in full-on baseball mode right there.
He just dropped the bad word.
Means he was comfortable with his interviewers.
That's exactly what
he
that
was very comfortable with his, and the guys asking the question.
Yeah, but I also love my job.
Indeed. All right, here we go.
What
word did he say, Scraby? Do you recall? Yes,
started with
do.
A B and ended with a T.
Wait, what?
You know what it is.
Started with a what?
A B and ended with a T.
All right.
Everybody out there, do the math.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, Kyle, welcome to the show, man.
Oh, I don't know why. We gotta
say hello to Kyle first.
There we go.
Kyle, welcome to the show. Happy Monday.
Yes, yes. Hello. The Rose Bowl was next to the Flower Bowl.
Is that true?
Anyway, go ahead.
You know what? Yeah, that's all right. That works on our show because that's the kind of stuff we get from Scraby most of the time.
Hey-o. So. All right, here we go.
Hey, we're in the same wacky, goofy tempo, so that's good.
There you go.
Thank you, Kyle. You moved to question number three.
You win.
Here we go. Question.
And then also, you guys got to know I'm a first-time player.
First-time player. All right, here we go. Question number two. Well, since we're talking about Rose Bowls, what college has won the most Rose Bowls?
I'm either guessing it's UCLA or USC or...
I need one.
So many.
Give me one answer.
Yeah, I got that. I was talking out loud. Let's go USC.
Correct. Yeah, University of Southern California.
Into the final. By the way, the number's 25. Look at Scraby.
They've won 25 Rose Bowls?
Look at Scraby actually putting the extra answer down
because
now.
Because I got called out for it.
You did.
Day.
I'm glad you made the adjustment.
I wonder when the last time they won a Rose Bowl.
That is a lot of Rose Bowls.
Here we go. Question number three. Chance to qualify for that Vegas trip. Adrian Peterson tied what legendary player... Oh, excuse me. Adrian Peterson tied what legendary player for 10th most touchdowns in NFL history this Sunday?
Jim Brown.
Wow!
Jim Brown! He's got them all! Beautiful job.
Kyle, hang on the line. Scraby's going to get your information. Very nice job.
You know,
Kyle didn't sound like he knew any of those, but
he seemed to know them all. He got them all.
That's all that matters.
Sometimes I get my questions from game broadcasts.
That one was probably during the broadcast.
I didn't hear that one.
I was anticipating since you saw the touchdown that you probably...
I did, but I didn't, you know, I watch everything on the fast forward DVR. So as soon as he crossed the end zone and I saw the 49ers forlorn and knew that Scraby was mad, I buzzed to the next play. So.
All right, well, let's get to break. When we come back, we're going to find out from Scraby about his 5-minute tire change that he claimed on Friday,
I believe.
Yes, did he pull it off? Was he sweating profusely as he pulled it off?
Well, of course.
You will all find out that information here when we come back. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Here's some traffic.
I'm so sweaty over here.
All right, welcome back to the program. 421 is the time. Only a few minutes left on Gwen and Chris for this Monday. Coming up, the snowy Monday night matchup between New England and Buffalo. Freezing cold, wind blowing like crazy. It's going to be a wild night in Buffalo.
It looks like a good night to be home watching TV.
This is football weather, guys.
Whatever.
I will agree with Tony, man. It's got to be miserable. But I do enjoy
Can you imagine your hand getting like smashed in between a helmet or something? Like that's just.
I can't believe these guys play football even in perfect conditions, let alone in the conditions they're going to be playing in tonight in Buffalo. Did Scraby change his tire in 5 minutes or less? We'll find out in 5 minutes or less. But before we get to that, Tracy Collins of San Diego. Congratulations, Tracy Collins. You now have 10 minutes to call 833-288-0973. And if you do, you will be today's biggest fan winner, and you will get your spot in the drawing for our grand prize. Tracy Collins of San Diego, 10 minutes, and you'll be registered for that two-night stay at the Waterview Studio at Mission Bay Resort, $100 activity credit from Action Sports, and dinner for two at Covewood. Tracy Collins of San Diego, a phone number for you to call within the next 10 minutes. Once again, 833-288-0973. All right. Good for you, Tracy. We hope. Scraby popped off as he always does.
Yeah, this was.
This isn't even a surprise that you would pop off. You are known for that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And last week, I don't know what we were talking about changing tires, but
what were we talking about?
Who knows with this show? It does go in a lot of different crazy directions. And Scraby said, I can change that tire in 5 minutes or less. And me and Tony called him out on it.
Yeah. 5 minutes just seemed like a big stretch.
Oh, I know why this came up, because we were talking about pit crews. It was one of the trivia questions
That's Chris
versus the fans.
Okay, all right.
Scraby was getting ready to put himself on a pit crew.
That's right.
Tell us how fantastic he was.
I would love to have the tools that they have.
That is and you'd be able to do it in 5 minutes in that case?
Oh, yeah. If I was able to go, boom, 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 put the tire on.
What?
Those are the air guns.
I see. All right.
That would be amazing.
Scraby,
and
your
a
trip,
man.
Okay,
come on, man. Doing it in less than 30 seconds.
All right.
Those are the lug nuts going on.
All right,
there.
So how did you do with your
First off, I would like to thank the Discount Tire here in Kearney Mesa for fixing my tire today. They were really quick.
Why did they have to fix it? I thought you took care of it in 5 minutes or less.
They had to repair the original tire. So they fixed it and they put it on. But I got
my
spare on.
But you did change the tire first.
I did.
I see.
It took me 8.5 minutes to change it.
8.5 minutes?
Yeah.
All right.
The hardest part was
I got to be honest with you, Scraby. You're not going to make an all-star pit crew with that kind of time.
No.
Your driver would lose the race by a wide margin.
And by the way, to any Toyota or any car makers out there, give us a better jack than the one you give us. Man.
Always complaining about something.
This guy is a trip. He never is happy.
At home, I have my own jack, and it's easy. It's really easy. But the jack that they give you with your car is not easy. And it took me – that's the biggest problem with my tire changing was the jack. I could not jack it up fast enough.
I see.
Something I probably shouldn't have said.
Yeah, make sure you cut that and put that at one of our opens for sure.
Yes. By 8.5 minutes, I did not do it under 5 minutes. Still proud of myself, though. I was very sweaty for everybody out there.
You have video of this?
I do, but the video is not very good. It's just.
What'd you do? Set up a camera on the side of the
road?
I set
up a tripod in the street so people driving by are like, look at this guy.
He really loves himself.
He's filming himself
changing a tire. This guy's a wacko. And you know what? Those people would have been correct.
I looked for the Ben and Woods audio. I went through 20 minutes of where I thought it would be.
Singing your praises.
But what they did was. Apparently, Ben said he likes me, and then they said, but, and this is what I'm getting from a listener, so I'm hoping it's correct. Ben said 80% of the stuff I say is crazy, 20% of the stuff I say makes him think.
Well, it sounds like Ben knows you well.
Wait, I'm crazy?
He knows you pretty well, but I think 20% is a little high stuff that you say that makes sense.
He said stuff out of your mouth is crazy. He didn't say that you were crazy.
Oh, good. See, I always break it down differently.
Yeah, because you
and I didn't have any.
You look for the
Ben.
Worst in people, I think, a lot of times.
Yeah, and I
a lot of
worst
times.
Myself. But Ben, I accept because
yeah, no, you can't. You have no choice but to accept because it's pretty accurate.
The problem is that
20, as Chris said, may be a little high.
I don't believe what I say is crazy. So 100% of the time,
yeah, that's a.
I'm speaking. That's from, a whole another. My own truth.
All right, I have a quick question for you guys before we get out of here. Who is Aiden Hutchinson? Anybody?
I've heard the name.
You've heard the name. Is do you even know Spirit's, what sport it is, or do you even know
is
if
it
it's in
Spirit's
sport?
Jockey.
Aiden Hutchinson. I'll give you a couple more names. How about Kenny Pickett? Anybody?
Oh, yes, I know.
That's
I know.
Football.
You know who that is?
He's a quarterback for Pitt.
Very good, Scraby. Kenny Pickett is a quarterback for Pitt.
He did something over the weekend.
Yeah, he's got some guys stirred up a little bit.
And we're going to ask that in the Big Five tomorrow about right. whether or not you should be able to fake slide.
I'm
as
just
a
saying that's going to lead to some guys getting ejected now. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, Pittsburgh quarterback Kenny Pickett, Michigan defensive end Aiden Hutchinson.
Oh, I know where this is.
And I could have given you the other two, Alabama quarterback Bryce Young and Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud.
Heisman.
Were just announced as the finalists for this year's Heisman Trophy.
Ah.
So there you have it.
We were on Pickett for a whole other reason besides being Heisman.
No, I know you were. But there you go. Bryce Young is probably going to win it after the performance he turned in Saturday against Georgia. At least most people feel that's the case. We'll see. Alabama won the Heisman last year with Devontae Smith. And quarterbacks have won 17 times in the 2000s, so it's usually a quarterback. And, you know, unless they're going to go with a defensive end, Aiden Hutchinson of Michigan, it's going to be a quarterback winning again this year. All right, so that's that news item, and that's going to lead us right into Monday Night Football. Josh Allen up against Mac Jones, and New England and Buffalo, and both teams up against a miserable night of weather in Buffalo, New York.
I can't wait for this game. I cannot wait for it.
Well, it's coming up, Scraby, so you're in luck.
You don't have to
wait.
You don't have to wait any longer, buddy.
We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock, full four-hour program. We'll chat with all of you then. Thanks for joining us. Did Tracy Collins call in?
Oh, yeah, I knew that, Tracy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.